guys, it's Carlos GGS from Guitar Guide Secrets. I am coming to you live from the Nerve Center. Well, maybe not live, but you can get the idea. Nerve Center is what I call my office slash recording studio slash video studio slash guitar practice place slash where I keep my guitar slash, slash it all. This is where everything happens, and I record these wonderful little podcasts. And I had this thought this morning that I really needed to put out a podcast, a really quick one, to tell you about something that I think is really, really important. And that is why so many guys have, why they basically buy a guitar, really want to play it, and then they play for a little while, and then they quit. Why do so many guys quit playing guitar? Why do they fail to get where they want to go? Why do they fail to accomplish the things that they want to on guitar? Well, one of the biggest mistakes that guys make, and there's a lot of them, but one of the big ones that guys make, and I'm saying guys because for the most part, it's mostly guys that pick up a guitar to really jam out and be a rock star. You know, not many girls do that. They do it to write songs. I think women can be unbelievably good songwriters, but they're typically doing it for a slightly different motivation. They may want to be pop and rock stars too. Yes, I agree. I'm not trying to be sexist here. Hey, give me some slack, man. But when I say guys, I really mean everybody. So if you're a girl, a gal listening to this, a chick, don't be offended. I'm just that way, okay? Just accept me for who I am. I'll accept you. The reality is that we are making so many mistakes on guitar, and it's a miracle that some guys ever get any good on guitar, given how many things there are, how many stumbling blocks, how many obstacles there are. Well, you want to know what I consider to be one of the most important things that most everybody overlooks: planned practice time, PPT, planned practice time. Most people do not have a plan for their practice time, for how they use it, for what they're going to do. And there's a very obvious outcome from this, and I'm sure you've had this happen. I had it happen to me yesterday, as a matter of fact. Yesterday was Tuesday. Tuesday is one of my days that I set aside to practice nothing but new techniques or maybe learn a new song or whatever it might be. I typically don't play along with songs or do any song-related stuff. I do typically just learning. Well, the thing I didn't do was plan that practice time. I didn't plan what I was going to do with it. So what ends up happening is you pick up the guitar, you plug it in, you get enamored of your sound. You know, if you have a pretty decent tone or you like your tone, you just want to play to hear yourself play. And you end up noodling for the whole time, and you don't really accomplish much of anything. Now, sometimes this is good. Sometimes you just need to do mindless noodling that keeps your fingers moving and, you know, just playing through patterns, maybe reviewing stuff you've learned over the past week or so. But what we end up doing too frequently is that we don't plan the practice time, so we never really accomplish anything. It ends up to be this constant, endless string of noodling on the guitar, just playing stuff because we happen to know it. And the reality is that on guitar, anyways, you need to be practicing two different things. You need to be practicing the stuff you already know to get better at it, obviously. But you also need to be learning and practicing things you don't know. And that means seeking out information. That means buying books or videos or my instruction courses or anything like that. You've got to be getting this stuff, actively seeking it out. And that could be anything. It could be those ridiculously inaccurate tabs you get off of Ultimate Guitar or any of those other sites out there. It could be any number of things you're doing, but the biggest mistake, again, that I see is guys picking up their guitars and not really having a direction to go in, not really knowing what path to go in. They want to be self-taught because they might not have the time to go to see a guitar teacher every week or even the money. Or they figure, you know what, they figured out pretty early on how to play a few chords, figured out a few scales, and figured, hey, you know what, I already know the basics, why do I need to take lessons? And you know what, to a certain degree, you're right. I am completely self-taught. The only lessons I've ever taken were from a guy back when I was about, 18 years old, because I figured, you know what, I've been playing for a few years now, I want to get further faster, I want to see what a teacher could show me. And unfortunately, I ended up teaching the teacher, and it wasn't too cool. So I got burned on learning that way, which is, by the way, not a valid deduction. Just because you have a bad experience with one teacher doesn't mean all teachers are bad. But what I found out was that given my particular psychology and my control freakishness, I needed to teach myself. What I didn't have at the time was enough resources to go through to do that very well. And here we are, 2000 and, well, you know, whatever year it might be when you're listening to this. And what has happened is that most of us know that you can get a ton of information on the internet. But again, we don't know what to do with that information or how to structure it in a way to give us the best result for our practice time. Practice time is sacred. Practice time is the only time you get to spend with this instrument you love so much, and yet sometimes we just don't accomplish much of anything. So what do you got to do? The best thing you can do is to structure your practice time. Give it some form. Give it some direction and purpose. I'll give you an example. I can't say that my session yesterday was totally a total wash, that I didn't get anything out of it. I did. I had originally set aside to learn the guitar solo to Lay It Down by Rat. I know, kind of silly in a way, but I actually really like that tune. It's got great riffs. The guitar solo is fairly unique. It's a really good guitar solo. Probably one of Warren DeMartini's better solos. So I figured, you know what? I'm going to learn it note for note instead of just kind of fiddling with it. I knew the general key. The song, you know, being in drop D tuning threw me off when this guitar solo seems to focus around the 8th fret. And I'm like, why is this focusing at the 8th? Oh, wait a minute. It's in a different key and slash mode. The guitar solo ends up being focused around the structure anyways of G minor. Blues minor, rather, too, because he hits a lot of blue notes in there. So, you know, I figured that part of the key out, but I would always kind of noodle around with it, knowing a few of the notes, happening to hit a few of them, but never really learning it note for note. And I figured, you know what, it's not a very long guitar solo. It just made sense. Learn it. Just learn the damn thing, because I play along with the song quite frequently. So I set about learning that. And I went out and got my tab, and basically I did it mostly by ear. I think that's the better way to do it, because you'll learn a whole lot about ear training and about how things are structured by learning it that way. It also embeds it much deeper, by the way. I learned every single song when I was growing up and learning the guitar. I learned it by ear. I would literally have it on cassette or, yes, vinyl. Oh, my God, vinyl. And then eventually, you know, migrated up to CDs when those came out. For the most part, that was how I learned every single song. Do you know how incredibly hard it is to repeat a section of a song from vinyl, picking up the needle and dropping at the right spot? I would literally learn how to see the space between the songs on the record and know where to drop the needle to hit the approximate position. That was time consuming, dude. And at the same time, it was also great because I learned an awful lot by ear training that way and by spending the time to do it that way. These days, you get a bunch of crappy tabs, which are not really very accurate. This is one of the other mistakes I'll talk about in a future podcast. A lot of tabs are really inaccurate because the people that are transcribing don't understand positions on a guitar and how guitarists play songs and where they play certain parts of songs. They don't always make sense and they don't always jive. And I'll talk about that later too. So when it comes down to it, yes, you gotta spend the time to plan the direction of your practice session, whatever it may be. You might say, hey, I'm going to do the first 10 or 15 minutes as warm up. Then I'm going to go straight into scales and scale review. I'll do a right hand warm up and a left hand warm up. You know, you got to plan these things out. And I've got my own particular guitar practice plan, which I share in my programs and I want to share with you eventually too. But you got to come up with your own. You got to come up with your own practice plan that suits you, suits your schedule, and gets you going in the direction you want to go. If you're a metal player and you want to learn a particular solo, set aside 10 to 15 minutes minimum to sit down and transcribe at least the first bar of the solo and just keep repeating it over and over until it gets into your brain and under your fingers. You know, if you're a jazz player, maybe it's learning a few chord progressions beyond the usual 2-6 whatever. You know, you got to spend the time to just think about for a second, and it doesn't take much time, to spend a minute thinking about what do I want to accomplish today. What do I want to get done? Am I going to sit here and noodle again and just feel good that I played the same things over and over again? Because that's what it ends up being. It's an emotional reinforcement that you can still play the guitar rather than getting better at the guitar. Okay? So think about that. The next time you pick up your axe, have a direction to go in. Have a place to swing that axe, if you will. This is Carlos GGS from Guitar God Secrets. If you want more great stuff like this, get on over to my site. Go on over to guitargodsecrets.com. And just put your little email in there, and I will send you some cool stuff. First and foremost, being the coolest of cool, I'll send you the number one guitar practice hack that will get you better faster than any other guy you know. Your friends are going to envy you, dude. You're going to be getting so much better just by paying attention to what I'm going to be telling you. That it's just going to be sick. This is what we've been waiting for. Guitars have been waiting hundreds of years to get to the point where you could listen to Carlos GGS and learn the coolest stuff about getting better on guitar faster. I'll be talking again soon. I'm only kind of partially joking about that, by the way. I'll be talking again soon. This is Carlos GGS from Guitar God's Secrets. Live to play, play to live.
GuitarGodSecrets.com, Guitar God Secrets podcast, and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at Carlos@GuitarGodSecrets.com. We welcome your comments, suggestions, and questions, and your donations. Live to play, play to live.